again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 64 of a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen. During the HKP years since 1946, the great Fitzsimmons set the pattern with his 25-year-long series From the Banks of the Ocklawaha. That was the early history, and we say this is simply where Fitz left off. A few final notes about the Skylarks, about the Osbournes, and another avid sports fan who became the High Sheriff of Henderson County. I always wondered if in a family there is a T. Lee, a T. Lee Jr., and a T. Lee the Third. What do you call each one? I challenged Tom with this as we were chatting about the old Skylarks. He said everybody had called his dad T. Lee, and he had been called Tom or Tommy, until a guy by the name of Red Reed, who became our sportscaster, he was from Portland, Oregon, in the late 40s, he came to WHKP and started calling T. Lee Jr., started calling him T. Lee instead of Tom or Tommy. And he said folks really got confused, and the folks who had not grown up with him started calling him T. Lee, as Red was doing. He said his dad was still alive when Tom's son was born, and to make Gramps happy, he and Joanne named their son T. Lee the Third, who is now called Lee. So, correctly, the old man was T. Lee, the son Tom, and now the grandson is Lee. You could number on your hands the sports fans that were as devoted as T. Lee Osbourne. I can think of Lum Morris, Fats, or Robert McCall, another McCall, W.G. Bill McCall. Now, baseball is a really slow game for play-by-play. At times, it's easier to describe cows ruminating than the nothing that goes on a baseball field. Bill McCall had reserved the box behind home plate for the entire season of the Skylarks games, and Bill, like the other McCall Fats, loved nothing more than giving the umpires a hard time. One night in August, when I spotted the ump yank off his face mask and strode toward Bill McCall's seat, hey, man, we got excitement. I could see Bill yelling at the ump and the ump shouting back at Bill, shaking his finger in Bill's face, and suddenly Bill reached down, picked up a Coke bottle, and wham! Colcocked the umpire. Well, you can imagine this neophyte in broadcasting describing this action. That is, until Bill picked up that Coke bottle. I have to admit there was some dead air. How do I tell the listeners that a fan has just knocked out the referee? I don't know whether it helped his campaign or not, but the next year Bill was elected High Sheriff of Henderson County. It was in the early 50s, then, that the highly respected Hall Rabin came to see me and said, Kermit, we need you to emcee the annual horse show for us. Hall was president at that time. I recoiled. You can't be serious. I don't know anything about horses. Reed Wilson, the early morning man on WWNC, had done all the horse shows all over the area for years, and though I didn't particularly care for Reed Wilson personally, I will quickly vouch for the fact that at horse show MC work, he was the best. Hall explained that for years, Wilson had worked the show for a reasonable fee, $100 a day and expenses. But for the preceding 2 years, the expenses had gotten totally out of hand. He said the year before, Reed had reserved the entire top floor of the Skyland Hotel for his cronies and had run up bills at Lawson Stone Tavern in the hundreds of dollars. I kept protesting. I can truthfully say I can identify the head and rear end of a horse, but that exhausts my entire field of knowledge. But Hall was quite a persuader. We'll take you to a number of the big horse shows where you can learn the ropes, if you have to do any shows. But our strategy is we're going to publicize the fact that we're training you. And you do expect to compete with Reed Wilson for other shows in the area. What I'm saying, Hall said to me, is we'll help you with the training, but we're banking on you being our bluff card. Hall said, we think if Reed Wilson hears he has a competitor, he'll come to his senses. How does this fit into my Bill McCall story? Well, Hall Rabin arranged for Bill McCall and Dr. Ross Deeds to be my mentors, and the four of us would travel, they coaching me on horse show lingo. Our first trip was to Galax, Virginia, and all the way up, the sheriff and I listened to Dr. Deeds relive his days of glory when his family had lived in Southern Virginia. On Sunday, the sheriff and I discovered a great coincidence in the Sunday Charlotte Observer, a whole special edition on Galax, Virginia. So we plotted. Sheriff Bill McCall and I memorized all sorts of trivia about Galax, and on the way back to Hendersonville, Bill and I would continually recall names and places and events and things that happened in Galax. Well, at first you could see Ross Deed's ears quiver a bit. Then we spotted askance as he would turn and look at us, and finally he exploded, "How the hell do you two morons know anything about Galax?" Bill McCall rolled with laughter. and finally gave to him the Charlotte Observer feature article. By the way, the bluff worked. Reed Wilson agreed to MC the horse shows in the future with no expense allowance. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Source Sun Quarter as we approach the next 50 years.